Skill C. Determining reasons, purposes, and attitudes. Number 1. Sociology.
Today, I want to introduce you to the concept of culture. We all recognize that each country has its own unique culture. But let's start by looking at some of the major characteristics of culture. We'll begin with what I consider to be the three most important characteristics, in order of importance. First, only human beings have culture. A group of gorillas or monkeys would not be considered to have their own culture. It is something unique to humans. Secondly, culture exists in the minds of individuals. In other words, it is learned behavior. It is the things that we, that is a group of people, consider normal. For example, the clothes that I'm wearing now are a product of my culture and what I think is normal. So, culture is unique to humans, and it exists in the mind. Third, cultures are different. No two cultures are the same. For example, England and Pakistan would be two very different cultures. People from England and Pakistan have different ideas and different behaviors, even in simple things like how women dress.
1. What is the talk mainly about? Two. Why does the professor mention Pakistan? Three. Listen to part of the lecture again. Then answer the question.
A group of gorillas or monkeys would not be considered to have their own culture. It is something unique to humans.
Why does the professor say this?
It is something unique to humans.